British Public Radio. Health.
Having kids is often a weight loss trigger for many of us. Indeed, whether it's having enough energy to kick a ball around in the park with your family, or simply wanting to enjoy a healthier lifestyle to set a good example, your children can often help spearhead a positive change in the weight loss stakes. But how can we keep off the extra pounds so that you can make the most of every moment that you spend with your children, whatever their age? I'm joined now by food guru Greg Wallace to tell us more about why the time is now to adopt a healthy and active lifestyle. Welcome to the show.
Hello, mate. It's true that when you have children, you do think about your life differently. You do kind of want to live an active life to have quality time with your kids. And you actually want to live, period. And the healthier you are, the more chances you've got of seeing grandchildren. I was actually sitting with my children and watching myself on the television getting fatter and fatter and uglier and uglier, and I really didn't like it, and I tried to do something about it, and I tried to lose weight, and it took me a year to lose a stone, and then I met my mates at Weight Watchers and I lost the next stone in 12 weeks, and since then I've just got fitter. I go to the gym, so I've got stronger and happier as well, and I now spend much more quality time with my kids. I've got more energy and I smile a lot more. I just feel as fit as a butcher's dog. I mean, you can't describe the difference. In fact, my mate Katie, my Weight Watchers leader, presented me with 2 stone of lard in a plastic bag. And I tell you, holding that was heavy. And that's what I used to carry around with me. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Now, can you imagine strapping that to yourself? Because that's how I was. Feeling lighter, fitter, slimmer. And let's face it, old dads out there like me, you feel more attractive as well. Yeah. Do you know what a hot shower is now for me?
What's
it's
that?
It's just me in a shower.
Love it. Love it.
The only downside of it is you have to change all your clothes. Your clothes don't fit anymore.
Well, it's got to be a good thing. And what have your kids' reactions been there? Because, of course, you're a father of 2.
Yeah. I'm actually a single dad. I've brought my kids up on my own. That's my proudest boast. I think they're very, very proud of me. Really, really pleased. My son, who's a keen sportsman, keen rugby player, he thinks it's just incredible. And my daughter was pleased because she got all my hand-me-down big baggy sweatshirts.
Well, obviously, I mean, you work with food. That's what you're known for on the TV. How difficult has it been to sort of shed those pounds?
That's not difficult. Working with food on telly, you're eating mouthfuls. That's fine. It's how I lived outside of work. I mean, I would typically on a weekend have a fry up for breakfast, fish and chips for lunch, and a curry for dinner. I mean, I was heading for a massive coronary. There's no doubt. And I know that because I went to see my doctor and he took my blood pressure and he took the cholesterol. And so I really did have to do something about it.
Of course, the funny things about eating those kind of foods that you mentioned, they're great when you're eating them, but how many people do you hear sort of complain afterwards, oh, I shouldn't have eaten all that. Blimey, I feel tired now.
But but you can still eat that style of food and that flavour and that taste. You just can't eat it all if it's smothered in butter and smothered in fat. Or you can as a treat, but you can't do it like I did it 3, 4, 5 nights a week. Something's going to give. If it's not your belt buckled, it'll be your heart. All I'm saying is have what you want, go to experts who know what they're doing, and just still have the things you want to have. Just learn what's good for you and what's not. And you get too much bad advice in the pub. Get some good quality advice from some experts.
And what kind of activities? You mentioned rugby there with your son, with your daughter. Are you finding that you're doing more stuff with her now as well?
Me and my son, we have rugby in common. My daughter, we have eating out and shopping in common. They're both very different. My son's 19 and my daughter's 16. And it's much more healthy to go out for dinner with my daughter than it is to go and watch a game of rugby with my son. You tend to drown in a sea of beer when you go out with my boy, where my daughter's really happy to go shopping and have a glass of wine, nice piece of grilled fish.
But that's it. If you get the right plan right, you can do these things, go out for beer. Because, I mean, you look fantastic. You look in great shape. I mean, when it comes to fathers out there, are there any things that you think can hold dads back from shedding the pounds?
Well, I'd say, look, have a look in the mirror. I used to look at myself on the television, obviously, but have a look in the mirror and say, are you really happy? And do you think you'd be happier if you looked better? And I'm pretty sure I know what the answer will be. And, you know, think about your family, think about your children. I mean, we got the summer coming up. One of my goals was to be on the beach with the kids and not feel self-conscious about how I looked, and also to have enough energy to have the games of cricket, to have the crazy golf. You know, that's what I wanted to do. I've achieved it. I would say, just look at yourself and decide what you want. If you then decide that you'd like to get healthier and fitter, most certainly Weight Watchers work brilliantly for me. And a little bit of exercise, gym work as well, has amazing results.
Well, I guess the big question is then, where can our listeners go for more information on this?
Well, listen, I can only speak from experience. And Weight Watchers has had an absolutely incredible impact on my life. If you see pictures of me before, you see pictures of me now. The difference is enormous. And I would like more blokes to go along to the meetings. The meeting seems to be dominated by women. But I would whisper to blokes, if it's dominated by women, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah,
isn't that a good place to go?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you are enjoying life more. These things a lot of people with certain things to lose weight, they go, oh, but, you know, it's an effort, it's this, it's strict. It's,
no,
you know, but you really look like you're enjoying life more. And that's a great thing.
I'll tell you, my skin's better. I feel better. I used to buy expensive suits, and I now look better in a pair of Levi's and a T-shirt than I used to in an expensive suit. And the summer's coming up. We're going on holiday. I cannot wait to get on the beach. I used to be embarrassed with my great big belly wobbling about. Now, honestly, I just cannot. I'm nearly 50 years old. This is the fittest I've ever been in my adult life. I can't wait.
And of course, your kids are probably happier too. They get their dad even playing rugby. It's a dangerous game. I mean, you know, good luck with that.
Well, there's a charity match coming up, and I expect to be on the pitch for the whole 80 minutes and also play on the same side as my son. Now, that is a brilliant thing to do as a rugby player. And it wouldn't have happened a year ago, that's for sure.
Greg Wallace, thanks for joining us.
It was a